I have heard that on one occasion the Blessed One was staying near Vaisali, in the great forest at the gabled pavilion. Then, in the late afternoon, he left his seclusion and went to the sick ward. On arrival, he sat down on a prepared seat. As he was sitting there, he addressed the monks. "Monks, a monk should approach the time of death mindful and alert. This is our instruction to you all." "And how is a monk mindful?" "There's the case where a monk remains focused on the body in and of itself, ardent, alert, and mindful, putting aside greed and distress with reference to the world. He remains focused on feelings in and of themselves, ardent, alert, and mindful, putting aside greed and distress with reference to the world. He remains focused on mind in and of itself, ardent, alert, and mindful, putting aside greed and distress with reference to the world. He remains focused on mental qualities in and of themselves, ardent, alert, and mindful, putting aside greed and distress with reference to the world. This is how a monk is mindful. And how is a monk alert? When going forward and returning, he makes himself fully alert. When looking toward and looking away, he makes himself fully alert. When bending and extending his limbs, he makes himself fully alert. When carrying his outer cloak, his upper robe, and his bowl, he makes himself fully alert. When eating, drinking, chewing, and savoring, he makes himself fully alert. When urinating and defecating, he makes himself fully alert. When walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking up, talking, and remaining silent, he makes himself fully alert. This is how a monk is alert. So a monk should approach the time of death mindful and alert. This is our instruction to you all. As a monk is dwelling thus mindful and alert, heedful, ardent, and resolute, a feeling of pleasure arises in him. He discerns that a feeling of pleasure has arisen in me. It is dependent on a requisite condition, not independent. Dependent on what? Dependent on this body. Now this body is inconstant, fabricated, dependently co-arisen. Being dependent on a body that is inconstant, fabricated, and dependently co-arisen, how can this feeling of pleasure that has arisen be constant? He remains focused on inconstancy with regard to the body and to the feeling of pleasure. He remains focused on dissolution, dispassion, cessation, relinquishment with regard to the body and to the feeling of pleasure. As he remains focused on inconstancy, dissolution, dispassion, cessation, relinquishment with regard to the body and to the feeling of pleasure, he abandons any passion obsession with regard to the body and the feeling of pleasure. As he is dwelling thus mindful and alert, heedful, ardent, and resolute, a feeling of pain arises in him. He discerns that a feeling of pain has arisen in me. It is dependent on a requisite condition, not independent. Dependent on what? Dependent on this body. Now this body is inconstant, fabricated, dependently co-arisen. Being dependent on a body that is inconstant, fabricated, and dependently co-arisen, how can this feeling of pain that has arisen be constant? He remains focused on inconstancy with regard to the body and to the feeling of pain. He remains focused on dissolution with regard to the body and to the feeling of pain. He remains focused on dispassion with regard to the body and to the feeling of pain. He remains focused on cessation with regard to the body and the feeling of pain. He remains focused on relinquishment with regard to the body and to the feeling of pain. As he remains focused on inconstancy, dissolution, dispassion, cessation, and relinquishment with regard to the body and to the feeling of pain, he abandons any resistance obsession with regard to the body and the feeling of pain. As he is dwelling thus mindful and alert, heedful, ardent, and resolute, a feeling of neither pleasure nor pain arises in him. He discerns that a feeling of neither pleasure nor pain has arisen in me. It is dependent on a requisite condition, not independent. Dependent on what? Dependent on this body. Now this body is inconstant, fabricated, dependently co-arisen. Being dependent on a body that is inconstant, fabricated, and dependently co-arisen, how can this feeling of neither pleasure nor pain that has arisen be constant? He remains focused on inconstancy with regard to the body and to the feeling of neither pleasure nor pain. He remains focused on dissolution with regard to the body and to the feeling of neither pleasure nor pain. he remains focused on dispassion with regard to the body and to the feeling of neither pleasure nor pain. He remains focused on cessation with regard to the body and to the feeling of neither pleasure nor pain. He remains focused on relinquishment with regard to the body and to the feeling of neither pleasure nor pain. As he remains focused on inconstancy, dissolution, dispassion, cessation, relinquishment with regard to the body and to the feeling of neither pleasure nor pain, he abandons any ignorance obsession with regard to the body and the feeling of neither pleasure nor pain. Sensing a feeling of pleasure, he discerns that it is inconstant, not grasped at, not relished. Sensing a feeling of pain, he discerns that it is inconstant, not grasped at, not relished. Sensing a feeling of neither pleasure nor pain, he discerns that it is inconstant, not grasped at, not relished. Sensing a feeling of pleasure, he senses it disjoined from it. Sensing a feeling of pain, he senses it disjoined from it. Sensing a feeling of neither pleasure nor pain, he senses it disjoined from it. When sensing a feeling limited to the body, he discerns that I am sensing a feeling limited to the body. When sensing a feeling limited to life, he discerns that I am sensing a feeling limited to life. He discerns that with the breakup of the body, after the termination of life, all that is experienced, not being relished, will grow cold right here. Just as an oil lamp burns dependent on oil and wick, and from the termination of the oil and wick, and from not being provided with any other sustenance, it goes out unnourished. In the same way, when sensing a feeling limited to the body, he discerns that I am sensing a feeling limited to the body. When sensing a feeling limited to life, he discerns that I am sensing a feeling limited to life. He discerns that with the breakup of the body, after the termination of life, all that is sensed, not being relished, will grow cold right here. That is what the Blessed One said. Gratified, the monks delighted in the Blessed One's words.